what, leading an assist?
I ain't know Tim Duncan got two MVPs. I thought he had one.
I'm saying this. I'm saying that if... with Tim, you got to think of how basketball was played back then anyway. They're not letting big men bring the ball up court.
That's another thing, yes.
Today's age, they're actually allowing that. No, okay. So, yes, of course he's going to get more assists. Of course he's going to... he's actually bringing the ball up court. Like...
like a passing big man?
Giannis does the same thing.
What's the nigga from Chicago? No. What's the nigga from Chicago? Noah, the light skinned nigga. That nigga can pass. He was a passing big man.
Sengun is a big passing man. Big man.
Yeah. You said niggas that can pass.
How many triple doubles you got?
Triple doubles?
Yes.
I don't know. I don't know off the top of my head. But you crazy for saying Tim Duncan is not better than Yoga.
That's a wild take.
That's
bro.
A wild take.
That's a wild take.
Me and Johnny take all valid points.
I see with my own eyes Tim Duncan locked down Shaq.
The competition different.
I mean, big man, I don't know what else to say to that.
Jokic just cold, but right now I can't say he better than Tim. Of what, the past 3 years in his prime?
Okay, I have to play. What else he has to do? Like,
play defense. Literally, just play defense. Okay, that's what you have to do. Timmy is literally a top five player ever, bruh.
That's fine. I'm saying as a skill, as a player. We're not talking about career, bro.
I'm talking about as a player. That doesn't matter. Michael Jordan played with three Hall of Famers too. So
Jamal Murray might be. Wait, Jamal Murray might be a Hall of Famer if he keep going to rake. Niggas sleep by him. He gonna make it again. He just started. I mean, he was hurt. We'll see.
Aaron Gordon's made an all-star. Like, you acting like he playing with just scrubs. Like, yes. Go ahead, look it up.
That nigga did get better, Aaron Gordon.
I'm gonna let y'all have it,
bro.
Like, I mean,
I don't know,
bro,
man.
I'll say yes, he's a better playmaker, as in he's better with the ball. I don't see better player. He don't play. If I see a 1-on-1, then 1-on-1, Jokic is getting cooked. I'm not going to cap.
Nah, he going 10 for 10 for that bank shot. Hand to face, everything.
What does Tim Duncan have to be at the 3-point line for?
Put on some Tim Duncan highlights. You said what? I ain't say that. He's a good offensive player. But all around, I'm looking at defense.
I'm looking
at
offense and defense, bro. I got Timmy. Oh,
man. Nah. I got to see Jokic in the early 2000s. Tim was in the slums in the 90s, late 90s, early 2000s.
I need a poll of this. I need a poll.
Oh, brother.
Timmy's season's over with. I mean, his career's over with.
And we're going to start right here. That interlude was crazy.
Yeah.
But welcome to another episode of Cozy Couch with your host, Kev and Dev. Yep, as you already heard in the beginning.
Stay off drugs, kids. Stay off the drugs.
It's crazy, man. Man, he's really saying Jokic's better.
Oh, man.
That's crazy.
Oh. What's up, man?
That shit threw me off. Might have to put a little screen right here, some Tim Duncan highlight throughout the podcast, man. I don't know. Niggas disrespectful. Top 10 player all time. Somehow a foreign nigga, come out of nowhere for about 3 years. Dropped triple doubles, 3 years. Now this nigga is the best big man of all time. And he better than the greatest power forward we've seen.
Ever. Let's get into it, man.
Yeah, we'll get into it, man.
Welcome, welcome, man. Welcome to the Coziest Couch, Cozy Podcast. Feel me?
Yes, sir.
We got to start off interesting, but I mean, we got a lot.
A lot of sports that, we got to talk about.
Yeah, a lot of sports been happening.
Yeah.
Make sure y'all hit that like, share, subscribe button, man.
Yes, sir.
Stay tuned. Let's get into it. What you want to start off with?
Man, let's go ahead and dive into the NFL, man. Oh, no. I'm sorry. That baseball, man. We're going to get the bad news out the way. Right. Let's get that out the way. So, for the people that don't know, the Houston Astros, they lost in game 7 to the, you know, kind of like the Ops, Dallas, the Arlington Rangers. But it was a great series.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, it was ugly to watch, but.
Yeah, somehow the Astros came winning home.
I don't know what was going on.
That was the most weirdest, interesting series I ever seen. Like, both teams, neither of them won at home.
Yeah.
I don't understand it, but.
I mean,
that's crazy.
Yeah. When you down the street from each other, you can do that type of shit, I guess.
I see. you can win away 2 hours away, but you can't win at home, I mean. But, yeah, Houston lost, man. The way they lost, man, that was shocking. Yeah, it was bad.
Yeah, that game 7 was ugly.
Yeah, I turned it off when it was like 9-2. I was like, yeah, it's getting ugly.
Yeah, after you was better than me. I stopped after 5-2. I was like,
5-2, I give them bench. You know, they can come back, you know what I'm saying? But once, you know, they kept rolling, I was like, all right, man, they bullshitting.
5 turned into 8.
And my nigga Dusty talking about retirement. Like, yeah, I'm getting too old for this.
They got Dusty to retire, man.
Yeah, shout out to Dusty, man. Uncle going crazy.
Thanks.
Yeah, man. Dusty.
Salute to you, man. We appreciate everything you've done for us as a city, man.
Definitely, man.
26 hard years, man.
Yeah, but after that, that's what that game 7, he was like, you know what? I do need to spend time with my grandkids.
I don't blame him.
Yeah, I don't blame him either, man. Yeah, I'm just playing.
You know.
Philly lost. That's good news.
Yep,
I mean,
yep,
Philly
yep.
lost. So the Young Bucks, you know, Arizona. Yeah. And they won. Mm-hmm. Shout out to them. So facts. It's the battle of the underdogs, man.
Yeah. The Young Bucks, they got it.
Facts.
They got it.
Who you got, man? Who you got? You got the Young Bucks or you got
The Texas in me wants to root for Texas, but.
Yeah, same. I'm going to go for the Rangers because, you know, they're a Texas team. They down the street.
That's cool and all. I mean, it'll be good for the state, but.
You know, that's Houston shit, man. Yeah, I ain't going for them.
But Arizona, they caught my eye, man. I don't know.
I like them. They're a young team.
Yeah, I like Arizona.
Yeah, they kind of look like a college team.
I'm telling you, they got a little flavor in their units and stuff. Like, okay.
Yeah, Young Bucks, man.
Yeah, let's see what y'all going to do. I don't want to count them out.
I'm going to go with the Rangers. You going with Arizona?
Yeah, I'm going to go with.
Okay, you're going with the underdogs.
Yeah.
Okay. But good series, great. Yeah. World Series should be great.
Yeah.
Let's get into this NFL, man. Week 7.
Woo!
Man, a lot of stuff happened, man. I'm going to start with my Saints because we played last Thursday, first game of the week.
How'd that go?
As a Saints fan, just been depressing these last two fucking weeks. At this point, I don't even know who I want as the quarterback. Derek Carr, the nigga that can't really see. But this week, I hope we start Jameson. We'll try him back at this point. Let's see what he got.
Oh, my God.
Let him get a kick at it.
Boy, is it.
Derek Carr, I don't know what he doing. Tight end dropping game-tying passes.
Yes.
It's all bad for a Saints fan. It's very depressing.
It's getting rough out here. Getting rough out here.
Yeah, our conference suck. Atlanta might fuck around and win. Or Tampa Bay, Baker. I just don't. I don't know what's going on. It's just we just here. That's all I can say, man.
Texans had a bye week, so you know.
That must been great.
Oh, we were chilling.
I bet it was
getting that rest.
Yeah.
But I believe our last game we had we won.
Yeah, that's what the fuck we lost to.
Yeah, you know. Yep.
I can't even say nothing negative. I'm just hopeful.
Yeah, hopefully niggas was doubting that 7-10. Now look at niggas. We might go positive first year. DeMeco might be a nigga to get us 9 dubs.
I hope he do.
Fuck around and get us 9. That'll be a good look.
Yeah.
But, man. I mean, NFL's shaking up. I mean.
Lamar Jackson came. Hey, man, come on. He looking like Mr. MVP.
Hey.
Yeah.
I ain't want to be the one to say it, you know.
Mr. MVP, man. Hey.
Niggas called me a madman. That nigga worked Detroit, huh? Hey. Oh, boy, what? Oh, just thinking Detroit was.
Yeah, I was like, oh, it's that year. Like, damn, I ain't never seen Detroit this good. Shit, Lamar set their ass back. I was like, yeah, this is Detroit I was looking for. I knew it was there. I knew they was still Detroit. Yep.
But I feel like with the NFL, you got to get niggas out the way early. Because if you keep them in that game. Oh, yeah, they going to feel like, oh, yeah, it's a game. Half, yeah, we can come back.
A little halftime speech.
Yeah, knock them out. Knock them out from the jump. Like, nah, we
hit
we,
that. Ain't nobody getting no paycheck this week. Tighten up. Lamar
putting up numbers. Lamar's putting up numbers. I'm not going to cap.
Yeah.
But Lamar wide receiver
would be dropping, too.
They get a lot of passes. Yeah, they drop a lot of drop passes.
But Zay Flower, he's cooking. He's the rookie.
Yeah, that nigga different.
I like
that. I think he might get Rookie of the Year.
Rookie of the Year?
Who you got?
Oh, the
D
tackle for the Eagles.
Oh, Jalen. Jalen Carter different too. I ain't gonna count. Jalen Carter is different.
UT boy, Bijan.
Bijan could get it.
Yeah, he's
having to carry a lot of weight, but they're losing
Jordan,
games too.
He cooking. Addison.
Jordan Addison, yeah.
Yeah, he was just cooking. He cooked
the 49ers, yeah, last night. Who?
Oh, yeah, CJ.
Actually, I ain't going to knock him out.
A lot of rookies cooking
but
this year.
But I don't know how they go about it with the Rookie of the Year.
Yeah, he threw one.
Yeah, he's only thrown one.
Yeah, I'm Saints.
But I would vote CJ Stroud. But I don't know how that, like, I feel like they always be giving Rookie of the Year to receivers. Because they have an offensive and a defensive Rookie of the Year.
Yeah.
And they usually give that shit to receivers unless, like, CJ Stroud, he could get it, though. Because there's no
CJ
really other quarterback.
CJ might get it or Bijan. Yeah.
But with me, I feel like quarterbacks, they show their true colors that sophomore year. Because you're either going to have a sophomore slump or you're going to be that dude.
Sophomore year. Yeah.
That sophomore slump be hitting boys hard.
After you just got that big paycheck.
Yeah, hey. Man, them true colors start showing.
Why am I playing? I reached my goal.
Nigga start getting comfortable.
They got that $200 million contract.
Yeah, looking like Daniel Jones and Justin Herbert.
Yeah, Justin, we gotta have a conversation. He not bad.
I feel like your team does come down to coaching. It's play calling. It's for sure play calling.
I want to say they got the most like losses within like 3 points or 6 points. Yeah, they got like 8 since last year to now.
Yeah, it's play calling for sure.
Okay, Mir, last year they lost to what, Jaguars, and they let them come back?
Yep.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Yep. And that was playoffs.
And we had big hopes. That was Justin Herbert's first playoff game.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, that shit was bad.
Unacceptable.
Yeah.
Unacceptable, bro.
Dermot Drains, he was crying. Man, you never had this happen before.
Cry baby ass.
What more do you want? Nah, that's embarrassing. As a coach, I don't even know what to say.
Shit.
Yeah. Defense thug.
It does come down to play calling. But at the same time, you got to think of who your personnel is. You got to know who you got type deal. And I feel like you can't ask too much from people too quick. Like, it's like, all right, what can he run? What is comfortable for him to run? Because I feel like Justin Herbert, they put him in a lot of situations where it's like he has too much freedom. And he's not quick enough to make those decisions yet. Like, they're trying to put him in a Pat Mahomes style offense of like, all right, well, you got five options.
Well, he kind of ran that. He's with the Oregon. Yeah. He went to a Pac-12. You know, Pac-12, they do that spread offense. We'll put five wide receivers out there. And then Austin, he be really, like you said, I think you said it like last week, that he be really be saving them a lot.
Oh, yeah. Austin Eckler?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He nice. I fuck Austin.
But every time, and that's the thing, I get you want your quarterback to be that guy, but bro, sometimes it's better just hand that ball off, bro. Just hand it off, bro. Like, just let somebody who's cooking already cook. Like, the pot's already made, bro. Like,
that and shit, they can't stay healthy. I mean,
yeah.
Keenan Allen.
Yeah, the receivers always hurt. Mike Williams. I think Mike Williams already hurt.
They both like 200 mil. You know, 20 mil wide receivers, and they can't stay healthy the whole season. I mean,
yeah.
I don't know, man. It just be Austin out there, running little flats. Make something happen.
Yep, make something shake.
Yeah, there's run them screen. But we'll see in the future what they're going to do, man.
Yeah. NFL getting interesting, though, because I really, I mean, I have 49ers for a minute, but it's looking like the Eagles gonna go back or something. But
I don't know. You seen the how you feel about the Miami and Eagles game? How they didn't get one penalty call the whole game?
I mean, that might just be good coaching.
I don't know. It was a lot of holding. I was like, damn. So you won the whole game without no fucking penalty?
I don't know, bro. Because you got
Miami.
But no. Miami isn't a strong team. They're a fast team. Yeah.
Yeah, they'll win that game.
They're a fast team. They run defense. Yeah, I mean, pressure's a motherfucker. Like, when you only got 2 seconds to get rid of that bitch. Yeah. Tyreek can run as fast as he wants to. You're not getting that bitch to him, you know? Like, yeah. But I understand what you're saying, though. You know, they did get a little help from the Zebras.
I just want a fair game.
They did get a little help from the Zebras.
Not one-sided.
But, I mean, at the same time, they're home. You can't. You don't be leaning on Zebras.
Zero calls the whole fucking game. No holding.
Shit. Playing in Jerry's World is the same way.
So you think the Eagles, they a fluke?
No, I don't think they a fluke. I'm just talking about the Fisher.
That game?
Yeah.
I don't know.
They definitely Super Bowl contender team. Definitely say that. And I don't understand how they getting all these players.
I feel like they cheating.
Yeah.
Somebody is cheating for these niggas. I don't know how they got Kevin Byard now.
I don't understand
I'm like, all right.
Julio Jones somehow.
Something's not adding up, bro. Like,
they lost one game. What do we call it, Julio?
I thought Julio retired.
Huh?
He was retired. Yeah, he was a free agent.
Yeah, he was.
I thought he wasn't even. I thought he was done.
I thought he was done too.
That nigga was talking like he didn't want to play no more.
Yeah, after going to Tennessee, right?
Yeah.
Wasn't it Tennessee he just went
to? He retired. Like, he literally retired. Yeah, the Buccaneers.
Oh, yeah, what's the Bucs? Yeah, that too. I'm
like, but he retired. That nigga's like, all right, I'm done. And then they just called that nigga. He definitely a locker room guy. That nigga's
nigga just happy to be there.
Nigga's there. Hell yeah. But that Kevin Byron, I was all right. Somebody's cheating. Because the Titans didn't get nothing for this nigga, bro.
Yeah.
And that's a top 10 safety. Like, what are we doing?
Wait, what was the trade? What did they trade?
I think it was like, it was picks.
I mean, shit, we seen D-Hop go for the second round, so.
Yeah, that shit's crazy. That's still wild, man.
I think
owner be blackmailing each other, bro. Something. I don't know. Something going on. I don't know what's going on.
So you give him to the
NFL script is crazy.
Yeah.
I don't know what Roger Goodell got up his sleeve.
He was looking real scary right now.
Let me ask you a question. I think AJ Brown top three wide receiver.
Wide receiver, yes.
CJ take a long time. What you gotta say?
I got him in my top three.
I
got him in my top three.
I wanna say he had 100 yards almost every game.
Yeah,
so over 100 yards.
Yeah, I got in front of him is Tyreek. I got Keenan Allen at.
I'm gonna say I think he top three this year, right? right now. He's a top three wide receiver.
Yeah, AJ Brown different.
Yeah, he cooking. Like,
oh, that nigga's different. Because he's like a. Yeah, it is their offense. Because you got to think, you can get the top blown off of you from Devontae Smith, so you got to cover over the top. Then you got AJ Brown. Then don't forget Zach Ertz is at tight end. You got DeAndre Swift. Like, you can't, you bro, no.
And they O line cold. They got the quarterback sneak, you can't stop.
Then that's the whole point. Then if y'all want to cover everything, this nigga go run for another extra 10. Like, all right, bro. Like,
yeah.
It's really a who do you want to stop this game? And they're deciding, all right, let's make them have to work for their points. But DeAndre Swift is acting like a damn madman at the backfield right now.
I don't understand how the Eagles got him. Crazy. Eagles doing all that just to get beat by.
And they got him in free agency this past year. I'm like, how did they get him?
Kev, you heard me?
What?
I was like, the Eagles did all this just to get beat by Mahomes and Kelsey.
Shit. They ain't going to let it happen again. That's what they saying. That's what they acting like.
Most of Mahomes, there's a way. I ain't see that nigga do some amazing shit.
They say they don't care if Taylor Swift in the stands or not.
I'm tired of that Taylor Swift shit. I ain't gonna lie.
It's bad for the sport.
Nah, for real. Shit bad. Not my NFL.
Shit. Kelsey needed his bread. You seen that nigga in commercials and shit now.
It's a good move for him.
Yeah, thanks.
I ain't mad at him.
We had to get that paper. Chris Jones in commercials. They were like, oh, yeah.
Nah, that shit was funny when they signed Chris Jones. Immediately, they lost that first game in Detroit. They said, nope. They got their ass busted by Detroit. They said, that's all it takes, get that contract man. Tonight.
That's all it
Detroit
takes.
Detroit run it on the whole game. That
nigga had
bad.
A Seahawk hat on.
Yep. Nah, lucky. Give him my ear.
Nigga said, nah, I just matched the fit.
Hey,
nah.
Give him 13. Go ahead and wire that. We need him. Man.
Hey, man.
Nah, NFL is green. I'm enjoying it.
NFL is looking amazing.
Yeah.
I'm loving it.
Facts. NBA back.
Absolutely.
It started yesterday. Had the Lakers versus Denver.
Yeah. It was a tough to watch.
Same results. Nothing changed.
Yeah, it's early. That's all I'm gonna say.
I'm just gonna say that. Man, it's early, but I don't know.
Denver looked like they ain't slowed down a bit though. I ain't gonna crap.
Jokic ain't practiced all damn summer. He still dropped 29 triple double. I don't like
it. Yeah. It's looking like it's his world. But those Suns.
That was a good game. Suns and Golden State.
They looking like they going to be them ones to try to, like, nah, we coming with a vengeance.
I definitely got to see Jokic and KD and them go.
Yeah, I got to see that go.
Yeah. But only thing about the Suns I didn't like, they stars, they got to play like 45 minutes. They play like 45 minutes to Golden State.
Yeah.
They damn near got to play the whole game.
But at the same time, I mean, like,
they could do it.
That's, yeah, they young still, really.
Yeah.
The oldest one is KD.
Yeah, but KD a hooper, so.
He wants to be out there.
Yeah.
So he's like, shit, thank you, coach. I've been asking to just be out here. Because now, when they do get hot, it's no subbing. It's, oh, he's hot for real. Like, you're going to have to deal with this.
Nah, you ain't kept it, bro.
And, you know, like. Honestly, they bench is actually kind of looking a little bit more complete. They got Bol Bol for no reason.
I don't understand that. Mind you got that.
I don't know how they got that.
That big man, that foreign big man they had, he was hooping. They started lineup.
Sarek.
Yeah, Sarek. He was hooping. I was like, okay. I was a little worried about their big man situation. I was like, they going to run that Bol Bol. But now they got a solid. Like, yeah,
he's
solid.
Yeah,
he's
a big foreign, bro.
Yeah, he was scared of taking jump shots. And I was like, okay, like,
and they got a Nurkic.
Yeah, cause he was bodying Draymond, anybody in the paint. I was like, God damn,
real 7-footer that don't want to shoot.
Yeah, he reminds me of Zubac.
Yeah, like literally, he's like, all right, I'll be here to get boards.
Yep, and do everything else. Yeah, cause he was blocking stuff. I was like,
okay. Somebody playing defense on this damn team. I'm a little worried because I was like, D-booking them boys. They just there for offense. Yeah. Like, they play a little defense. Yeah. And Chris Paul running around there. I was like, all right. Facts. Bro, play some defense. Chris Paul running past him, hit a mid-range, just missing. I'm like, oh, brother. Making me mad. He started off like 1-7. I was like, all right, Chris. Curry was doing his thing, of course. Clay, he was missing. Yeah.
Clay might be done, though. I ain't going to cut.
I think Clay just wanted money at this point. Yeah. That's why I think he just chilling type shit, which he do deserve his money. But it's just like,
what boy Clay be doing?
Yeah. He definitely deserve his money. I don't know if Golden State going to pay that shit. That's the only thing. It's like,
He'll probably, I don't know if he wants to retire as a Warrior, but I
that's what I'm saying. I don't know. The GM was like, I don't know, man. We'll see. They gave Draymond his money, so it's only right you get Clay his money.
Yeah.
But Clay had two injuries.
It's like, how much do you want us to pay you, bro?
Yeah, he kind of declining a little bit.
His value, because like at first, like he was at least a premier defender.
Yeah.
If he wasn't scoring, but now you're not a premier defender no more. You're not scoring consistent like
much. Yeah, like, so it's like, but I hope he get his money.
Yeah, it's a business at the end of the day.
Exactly. So they might just. How about you go shop the market, son?
Yeah, facts. Facts, but I mean, I'm interested. NBA is getting interesting.
Oh, definitely.
I mean, it's a lot of competitive teams, I would say.
Man, I love this time of the year, man.
Yeah.
Basketball, football, college football, just.
Yeah.
College basketball about to start up, man.
Yeah.
I think they got Houston, like, number 7.
For college hoops?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, looking forward to that, man.
We gotta hit a U of H game this year for sure.
Oh, definitely, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm definitely down for that.
Speaking of college, you heard about Caleb Williams? His NIL shit.
I heard it's like 3-4. I know it's in the millions.
Bro say he can make more if he comes back next year. If he elects to come back to college next year, he'll make more money in college than he was a rookie in NFL.
That's what Caleb said?
Yes.
He a junior?
I think he's a senior. Maybe a red shirt. Maybe a red shirt junior, senior. I think he's a red shirt junior. But he can come back next year, basically. And if he comes back, he will make more.
Probably. NIL change everything. You can stay 4 years and make.
This nigga is making so much money, he can choose what NFL team he goes to.
And yeah, I think, bro, he's not paying for anything. He's at college. He's on a scholarship. So he got a dorm. He got millions of dollars. Like, food is already on campus. Like, he don't got to pay for nothing.
Food. This man has a Wendy's commercial in college.
Yeah. I mean, shit. That dorm food. Any food on the campus. Yeah. Like, he got it.
Yeah, facts.
And then you got millions of dollars.
Commercial too?
Yes. And then you at L.A. too. So it's like, why would I leave? I'm the man here, like, type shit. You know what I'm saying?
He gets to elect where he goes, basically, facts. Bro. Like, I think he said it was out of, like, Raiders, Rams, some other teams too. But, yeah, he basically can pick what team he wants to go to.
And I like that. Like, I kind of like it and I don't like it.
I like that because,
like, I ain't about to go to that trash hat team. You ain't about to set me up. My career be over.
I mean, shit. If you got it like that, for sure.
Nah, you got to be one of those to say. Kyle wondered that, like, imagine you project to be number one pick and you don't want to go to the trash hat team.
I ain't going.
Yeah, like. Shit.
I was CJ Stroud, I would have said, I ain't
nigga,
going.
I'll fuck it. You know how they have them like NFL interviews, like team? I'd be horrible.
I don't want to go there.
I ain't gonna hold y'all. What do y'all say? He's like, I ain't gonna be on the clock that long to the other teams. He said, what pick are y'all? 10? 6? Yeah. Nah, I ain't gonna be on the board.
Yeah.
Like, nah, I ain't going to y'all team. Unfortunately.
Telling you. Because that organization matters.
Yeah, I mean, look at Justin Fields. I mean, he was in a fucked up situation. And now people talking about get him out of the NFL. I'm like, damn, bro. Like, He ain't have much to work with over there. He
still don't have much to work with.
Yeah, but now it's even worse because the secretary wanted his first start. I felt bad. I was like, damn, this thing just feel can't get a break. Now they're going to put this guy, and then, you know, got the right complexion.
Salary.
It's all bad.
Maybe he was the problem.
What did I know? Maybe the boy can't play. He runs
too much.
Maybe the boy can't play, man. Oh, man. I don't know, man.
It's tough in this college world. Thankfully, you know, Deion had a bye week, so we...
Colorado?
Yeah, they needed that break.
Man, what? Then, oh, yeah, Shakir and Trevor Hunter, they was on the courtside at the Lakers and Denver game. Need to get money.
That's their problem right there.
That's what I'm saying. Bro, I did that 29. Y'all need to show your face.
Thanks. Y'all
until
like...
next week, bro. Until y'all blow this next team out, I don't know who the hell y'all play. Like, y'all hope y'all don't play Washington State or somebody. I think that's y'all last hard team.
Right.
Or I think they play UCLA. They ranked 2. Ooh. Might be another hell. Goddamn, Deion. I need you to make a blow game.
Might be tough for him.
That Stanford one hurt, though.
Yeah.
Because Stanford not good.
They
should have
won that,
bro.
They should have won that.
That's ugly.
It's no excuse. That's a no excuse game.
Yeah, honestly. It really is. Like, that shit bad.
Yeah. Nah. Let's get over to this music, man. What you got for me?
No new albums really came out other than City Girl, but me and you don't seem like the City Girl type of fans.
I ain't listen to it.
I ain't listen to it either.
Honestly, I'm gonna say this. It's nothing crazy, but I've heard from City Girl fans, you know, female fans that love the City Girls, that it was mid.
I heard
not
that too.
My words. I heard not that my words.
I lied. I heard one song. It's a song with Lil Durk. And I heard that song. I was like, eh. You know what I'm saying?
I'm telling you,
I ain't listening to anything else. But
they getting old.
From what the sales looking like, it seemed like you're right, because they only paid to sell 6 to 8K.
Sick. Whoa, what?
6 to 8K first week.
Hey, that's bad.
Oh, yeah, man. You know what I'm saying?
That's awful.
Yeah.
That's awful sales. I'm not gonna cap.
Yeah, it's bad.
That's bad. Like, they're mainstream artists.
Yeah, they was on top of the world, what, 2 years ago?
Yeah, I'm telling you. They be calling me a hater when I say shit, and then that shit come to light, and then they ain't got shit to say. Like, yeah, I need to go back to having them people write for them.
Yachty.
Somebody.
Man, I don't think they... Man, honestly, I don't even think they care about music now. I mean, y'all Miami got her that podcast. Yeah, she's going to be more of a, you know, podcast. Well, she's doing great with that. You're going numbers.
Yeah.
JT, I think she should start her solo career because she can actually rap. She better than y'all Miami. Yeah. And she write her own shit. That's like, hey, if she write her own shit, and she a better rapper than her. Respectfully.
For sure. I would just let you keep going, you know. I ain't wanna say nothing out of pocket. I ain't wanna say nothing out of pocket, bro.
Anybody get you started, man.
Nah, I fuck with the City Girls though, you know, cause they don't need music, bro. Like, they don't need to rap no more. And that's cool. Like, JT, go be a model or something, you know, like get into fashion or movies even, you know, like, you know.
Yeah, and then, you know, the girls listening to Sexy Red these days, man.
Hey, you got a short time to be famous, man.
It's sexy.
Hey. And then Sexy didn't got pregnant, so now...
Hey. I forgot she is pregnant.
Who gonna be the spokesperson, bro? Shit. Like,
Sexy Red still performing on tour while she's pregnant. She said she ain't going nowhere. But... That's wild. And she still, I see the video of her, like, still twerking and stuff, pregnant. I said, wow. Times have changed. I feel like, oh, hey, I was like, times have changed. I feel like my-
times have changed.
Times have changed, bro. Yeah. But I ain't mad at you. Get your money.
It wasn't like that back in my day.
Get your money, man. Get your money, man. I can't be mad.
Thanks.
Get your money.
Yeah, that fuck was sexy, man. She a great person.
Yeah, she was just in Houston the other day.
Really?
Yeah, for a tour.
Damn. Yeah. You knew people that went?
I knew a couple that was.
But it's like going, you seen on Instagram and shit.
Yeah, they end up not going because they were like, I don't think I can see a pregnant person twerking on stage and shit. Like, just don't sit right with them. But hey, that's them, bro. You know.
You just put that image in my head. I'm just imagining me, imagine yourself just paying $40, $60, and then when you thought about it, you like seeing a pregnant woman twerking, rapping. That's a crazy concept. But I bet it was lit.
It probably was.
The SRT was. Song, man, that shit would have been lit in that hoe. Yeah. And I'm looking for the hoe.
Yeah, facts.
That shit go crazy in the club too.
Yeah, that hoe do pass the club test.
Yeah, both of them.
Yeah.
So that's why I ain't talking bad about Sexy Red. She doing a great job.
Yeah.
She sell a lot more than other rappers. She doing great things.
I'm telling you.
And you know another thing I like Sexy Red? She man herself. She ain't no like industry plant. She's like authentic. Yeah.
She industry plant, but she just herself.
That's different. She's in that Ice Spice industry plant shit. Like Ice Spice, I don't get mad if she's an industry plant. Sex Red, she in that same boat. Yeah. I'm happy for them.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks. Yeah.
They make some lit music. They just being themselves.
That's facts. I agree wholeheartedly.
Yeah, man.
It's getting tough, though. I mean, this music shit is just...
Oh, yeah. We got some upcoming music. You see what Ty Dolla $ign posted?
Kanye gonna drop?
Yeah, Listening Party, November 3rd.
Hey.
He said multiple stadiums.
Cause I know he's doing that Italy concert. Yeah,
but he said multiple stadiums, a Listening Party.
Oh yeah,
November 3rd. Sure. I don't know.
They're probably gonna live stream it on the screen or whatever, the big screen.
Shit, he need to come on the NRG, man.
You go to that, huh?
Hell yeah, go to Kanye West.
He not gonna show up to that.
No, if he showed up, I'm in that hole.
Yeah, he's probably gonna be a screen thing because he's in Italy, bro. Like, that nigga.
Yeah, he gonna have to go overseas. You know, people still cancel him over here.
I don't even think he canceled for real.
Niggas. Yeah, we gonna see what the Melv sell. Niggas talking about he canceled. Kanye's fuck around sell 400K. Where did cancel go? Nigga. Or he outsell Drake somehow. Facts. Sell 500K.
That nigga bring Yeezy back then.
Facts. You gonna say season number 11.
Why was this shit sold out then?
Facts. Season number 11. Nigga gonna tap in. Nigga forgot what Kanye said. What you say? I hope the album be fire. But
yeah,
I'm pretty sure it is with Ty Dolla $ign.
Yeah, that's good looks.
Yeah,
I'm waiting on that November 3rd. Hey, November gonna be kind of spooky.
Hell yeah, we got after November 3rd, Kanye West and Ty Dolla $ign collab album. We got Meek Mill's and Rick Ross collab album.
Yeah,
I think that's on the 11th.
Yeah,
and then after that, we got Nicki, Cardi B, Battle of the Female rappers, yeah. Who that number one spot? Then you know, always you know, Black Friday, somebody always drops something.
Yeah,
yeah. Then we still got the Metro Boomin. He's been really quiet, man. Absolutely. Yeah, I don't know.
Question: do you feel like Drake's owned October?
Yeah. Him and Westside. All that shit was top three to me, too.
Yeah.
But, yeah, definitely. I ain't gonna lie. I've been running Drake tape. It sounds better and better every time. I was talking a little disrespectful to it. But I was like, damn, this shit was jamming. On my way to Corpus this weekend, I had to play that shit. I was like, this shit hard. Especially, like, the second half. Like, this shit fire.
I was just asking just to see.
What you thinking? Like,
I mean, like, just to me, I felt like, it's a great album, don't get me wrong, but like I feel like Travis is the only one that like truly shut down like
the whole month touch.
The whole month, like, nigga, I don't care what else is coming out, like this shit is better. Like don't get me wrong, as a project I do feel like
you're right.
Maybe Drake does have it. But that West Side Gun project is
great. It's definitely
great.
Second.
Great. Like
it's second. West Side Gun shit is second.
But I will say Dre, he got it.
I agree with you about the Trav shit. I mean, Trav dropped the next week after Uzi, and we forgot about Uzi shit.
Yeah.
That shit came on randomly on Shuffle on the way to Corpus. I'm like, damn, I forgot about this shit. Nigga was growling. I was like, let me turn this shit down. Nigga said devil six. So I was like, all right, Uzi.
Yeah, he out of there.
Yeah, nigga Uzi insecure about his music. Talk about he wasn't going through shit. You see, like, his post, he just dropping. Talking about that's the reason why niggas ain't jamming it. He talking about Love and Rage 3 gonna be fire. I'm going through something. I'm like, all right, Uzi.
I believe it when I see it. I just, you know, I'm a fan of Uzi, you know, and it's just like.
I'm a fan of Uzi too, but.
I don't know.
I don't think he. The last day wasn't bad. I just, I don't know.
And Rod Wave dropped in October too.
Was it September?
Or was it? No, it was September. September. It was September.
Rod Wave got a fire tape. To it. Yeah, Rod Wave, his tape was fire. Speaking of Rod Wave, your boy Childish for
you see Fallen. The concert? Hey, bro, he's getting too creative.
Bro, this nigga is wilding, bro. This nigga acting like he's doing a suicide attempt on his tour. I know damn well we ain't see this shit. That shit.
It threw me off. Hey, that boy jumped out the window, bro.
No, why you put it in?
Did he hit that box? Yeah. I'm like, oh my God.
The box come up a little bit. I'm like, all right.
Hey, that nigga's getting creative, though. Because he's not a dancer and shit like that. So, like, you got to get interactive.
No one wants to see a big nigga do a suicide attempt on the. Nigga doing a trust fall on the fucking stage.
Nah, that bitch was entertaining as fuck. That made me like, nah, I need to go to that concert, bro. I gotta see that shit live.
You don't want to see a big nigga do a trust fall? You childish.
The smoke popped up and shit. I'm like, oh my God, bro.
I'll be heated, nigga. Really, I'll pay $100 for see Broadway do that shit.
And he threw me off.
Man, I can see you right now, nigga.
Do that shit. Jump.
I'll be mad. They gonna have Tombstone playing in the background. Nigga doing a super solid fall.
Bruh.
Nah, Rod Wave was wilding for that shit.
That nigga creative, bro. I gotta give it to him, bro. I never would have thought. I was thinking Rod Wave was probably one of the niggas that just go on stage and singing and shit like that.
I'm sick to that. They don't want to do fucking.
Nah. That nigga suicide don't let his attempt. Weight, he don't let his weight for withhold him. And they're like, nah, I'm gonna be creative.
He say he put, that's too depressing. I don't wanna go to a concert and nigga doing a suicide attempt.
That was not a suicide attempt.
Bro, he jumping off a building and free falling. Like, come on bro, now.
That's creative.
I don't wanna be a whole bunch of niggas that's suicidal. Vision. Nigga looking around.
It's a creative nigga vision, like, bruh.
Crying, I'm like, all right, man.
That's a creative vision.
He too depressing for me.
That's like saying bungee jumping is suicide attempt.
Damn near, in my eyes.
Or skydiving, that's a suicide attempt.
Nah, this ain't no skydiving, nigga.
Oh
this,
my God, bro. You acting like he was 100 feet in the air. Like, this nigga was literally probably 5 feet in the air. That nigga's just a fat
that's
nigga,
that's even more childish.
That
like,
nigga just a fat nigga, bro. So it looked like he up high.
So what made him do this? Turn it back.
He's fat, bro. Like,
Doc Sagan. And had the little buildings bro. On the background. Make it look like he jumping off a building and free falling on a mat. Nah,
that's
that nigga,
a creative vision, bro.
A suicidal vision? Like, that nigga ain't got no suicide nah, hotline in the background. Nothing.
He had a box, nigga. Bro.
Oh, brother. I gotta say, he had a message on the screen. It's talking about like suicide awareness.
Nah, bro. Because even he had an interview and he was like, what do you say to the people that says like your music's depressing and stuff like that? And he's like,
man, what through the
nah, I'm not depressed. Like, I'm really happy, but my music speaks and it gets people in there. It like gets people in their emotions and they gonna feel that shit. So, like,
man,
other people be depressed.
Rod Wave is just a hood nigga Adele. That's the fuck Rod Wave is, nigga. He's a hood nigga Adele.
And Adele not oppressed.
Shit. If you was a mid white lady that's in her 30s, 40s, that shit depressing. She made divorce music. That's what the fuck Adele make. That's why Adele sell a million, nigga.
Cause she talk about her experiences?
It's divorce music.
Man, people will always want people to keep it real and rap what they live and all that shit. Then when they actually do it, they're like, oh, that's too depressing for me. You remember about some other shit.
That's for me. That's me.
Like, damn.
I'm not going through that shit. Like, I like Rod Wave. I think he's very talented. He can sing. But I can't listen to a whole, like, Rod Wave album every day. I had to be in one of those moves. Like,
I mean, I don't think I can listen to really anybody album just every day like that besides Wayne. Travis.
Trav, Drake, Gunna, some Drake. Future.
Not Gunna. Future I can.
It depends with Gunna. But I ain't about to talk about Gunna.
Every day?
Oh, every you're right. Yeah. It's certain songs, but whole album now. Yeah. You're right.
Certain songs for sure.
I'm thinking songs. Yeah. But albums, Future, Drake.
Yeah.
Larry June.
I can jam a Larry
Currency.
June.
I'm on Currency too.
Yeah, facts.
What's up? That's crazy.
Kyrie like 35. That nigga gray hair.
Man, let's go ahead and wrap it up, man.
Yeah, let's get out of here. This nigga Wimby's a madman. We got to see this shit live.
Facts. Make sure you like, comment, subscribe. Appreciate y'all tapping in with us. We out.
Absolutely. Peace.
Peace.